Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we take a look at strip clubs.
Strip clubs.
The strip club. When it comes to... Shake what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you. Whoop, shake what your mama gave you. When it comes to the service industry, very few people talk about the full service industry. With over 3,752 strip clubs in America today, most serving drinks, many serving food, it's worth looking into. What do you know about strip clubs? But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Well, I posed a question. What do you know about strip clubs?
Ah, the forbidden fruit.
I am no strip club expert.
No, me neither.
But, you know, like most men, I've been to a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
And if for nothing else... It's a backdrop for a good time with your friends.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, I mean, I think it started off for me as like a coming of age kind of thing. I was like, you know, when I went to my first strip club, I was probably like 18. 19,
okay, okay.
You know, and it was where I'm from, the nearest strip club was, so I when I was growing up, I lived in Northern Virginia. And then, so our nearest strip club was West Virginia.
Okay.
So you had to drive about an hour to go to the strip club. Actually, they had some in D.C., but I never went to those. But the when we ever went to was in West Virginia.
Okay.
And it was 18 and older, and it was interesting to say the least.
Of course. Tell me about your first time.
Tell me about your first time.
I went in, and obviously it was in West Virginia, it's full nudity.
Okay.
So we go in, and it was like a boys' day. You know what I mean? We all mm-hmm. go in, we go have a good time. It was so random because I ended up meeting a random girl, not that wasn't a stripper, and ended up hanging out with her in the strip club.
Yeah, they're oddly social.
Yeah.
You know? Listen, to any girl that doesn't understand strip clubs, you don't need to understand it. But for dudes, we do because it's like a backdrop thing. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you would think that we just go there to ogle and, mm-hmm. and do whatever else, but you're there, like you said, you were there with your boys.
Yeah.
And especially your first time coming of age, you have you just have a curiosity. You've never seen it or
exactly.
whatever the case may be, and that's why you would go. And, you know, sure you can have a good time with your friends, you know, without going to a strip club.
Of course.
But you can have fun with your friends anywhere.
Yeah.
You can also have ice cream in a bowl.
Yep.
You can have ice cream on a cone.
Mm-hmm.
You can even have ice cream with sprinkles. All right?
Need to get your flavors in.
Titties are like sprinkles.
Exactly.
All right? It's cool if you don't have them, but when you see them, your eyes light up.
Absolutely.
It's just a little...
It's just something special about it.
It's just something special about it. So, you know, my personal research might be outdated because I have not been to a strip club in a very long time.
Man, it's been a while.
Yeah. And so I wanted to talk about strip clubs because, you know, it's a part of the service industry.
It definitely is.
You know, there are waitresses, mm-hmm. bartenders. You know,
yeah. Cocktail waitresses, bartenders.
Yeah.
Food. They have, like you said, they have kitchens.
Yeah.
You know, especially down here in South Florida, where I remember back in the day, my boy would go to the strip club for lunch because they had a really good lunch special.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, you get your, you ordered a drink, you ordered two drinks, and he didn't even drink. It could be like juice or whatever, mm-hmm. and he would get a free lunch. It's yeah. almost like a no-brainer to me.
Oh, yeah. You know.
And you get to look at girls? Like, what? Oh, free food and I get to look at a girl? Okay. Sign me up, coach.
Yeah, it's you've told me that you love the wings at Tootsie's.
Yes, they're you amazing.
You see?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we would go for like little things like wings and with $3 and $4 in the biz cocktails. So like awesome stuff like that would give us reasons to go.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And I don't know. I remember going to Diamond Dolls one time.
Yeah.
And it could have been because I was hammered.
Okay.
But to this day, I still say they had the best Euro pita
it was banging,
I've ever had.
It was yeah. awesome. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, some have little nuggets of good food.
Absolutely.
You know, why would you eat at a strip club? It's like any other, and well, it's not like it, but it is a restaurant if yeah. you serve food. So you're subject to all the same things. Mm-hmm. Like if you eat at a restaurant, you're taking the same chances.
Absolutely.
As you would in a strip club.
Absolutely.
And they're going to protect their money. So they're probably going to be even more diligent about that part.
Absolutely.
You know, having
yeah.
a clean kitchen and things like that. I don't know personally. I've known some, you know, I've known cocktail waitresses. I've known, you know, friends who have bartended in strip clubs and things like that. But, you know, like you said, Tootsie's had a sick ITB.
Yeah.
Right?
It was awesome.
Yes. We did a show on ITB, which stands for down here in the biz.
Yes.
You know, in the business. And you get a discount and things like that. So when we first knew about it years ago, it was, I believe, Sunday through Wednesday or Thursday or something crazy
yeah,
like that.
Sunday through, like, yeah, it was Sunday through Wednesday or it was definitely 3 or 4 days a week.
Yes, it was huge.
Yeah.
And all you had to do was register with your paycheck,
mm-hmm.
and I think you paid $10.
For the year.
For the year.
For the year. And then after that, you didn't have to pay a cover to get in. And
Those days didn't have covers anyway.
Yeah.
Those Sunday through Thursday weren't cover days anyway. And
then you had a cocktail special.
It was $3 you call it.
$3 you call it.
You want goose? $3.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
You can't beat that with a bat.
Yeah. You want Casamigos? $3.
Yeah,
$3 you call it. It was incredible.
It was amazing.
You know, and you go to not the first of the year, but you definitely go, you don't want to pay in November.
No, yeah. You're
for your going, membership.
You know, you go, you know, reasonably early in the year, you get your money's
yep.
worth. You know, even if you go 2 or 3 times, you've already gotten your money's worth. You
exactly.
know? And it's a great place to go. We used to go with just coworkers and friends and just having a great time. Like it would be a nice balance of people too. It'd be girls and guys, and we would all go enjoy some drinks, you know, eat some food, look at some things, have a good time, shoot the shit. I mean, we'd go in like large groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was.
It was such a memorable time. I remember going, this is probably like, I don't know, years ago now, but
it was many years
ago.
Yeah,
like at least 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe more.
Well, more for me because I wasn't able to go with you guys.
But yeah, it was just awesome. The camaraderie and everybody getting together was just really a lot of fun.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you, you know, most of you know, we are in South Florida.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of, I'm not that big on, if I'd go anywhere, it'd be Tootsie's.
Yeah.
It's far.
Yeah.
And I would pass Scarlett's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scarlett's is halfway between here and Tootsie's.
No. It's only one more exit to Tootsie's from Scarlett's.
You are out of your mind.
I'm being serious. Two exits.
Two exits.
Okay.
But they're two long exits. And then you got to cross over.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe two.
If you're pot committed to go to Scarlett's, you're going to Tootsie's, okay? Let's be honest. I mean, if we're already that far out, we're
yeah,
in the game.
I was in the Scarlett's guy, you know? And they're open till sunshine,
and
bro. Particularly Scarlett's.
And that's another reason why. You know what I mean? Like, the strip clubs... You know, even like when I went to one in West Virginia
mm-hmm.
and places like that, they were open till 2, 3, 4 in the morning where, you know, the normal bar would close and that's what's open.
Okay, gotcha,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
It has that intrigue the same way like here, you know.
Yeah.
When our normal bars close, you want to keep drinking, you go to the strip club.
Okay.
You know, so it has that appeal to it as well. So you don't have to stop your night.
So it's almost like an after-hours club.
Absolutely.
Okay. And in many ways, it's a club,
yeah.
you know, depending on the place. You may have a cover, you may not.
Not, yeah.
Right?
And there's good music usually. I mean, depending. That's why I think me and you like Tootsie's better than Scarlett's because we like the music at Tootsie's.
I like the everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Scarlett's, it's kind of just doesn't vibe with me.
I understand.
And most people like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool spot, but it is what it is.
It's a cool spot.
But it's just not our cup of tea.
Exactly. I'm a scoot on down the road.
Exactly.
And so, like a lot of clubs, we talked about the cover. You walk in, it's seat yourself, mm-hmm. you know, for the most part. Maybe a smaller place would probably guide you to an open seat or whatever the case may be. And
and they're pretty massive, actually, usually. Listen, at least down here.
If you've ever been imprint. To a Sam's Club or a BJ's Warehouse, Tootsie's took over that retail space.
That imprint.
And made a lot of that. A club.
Yeah.
It's I mean, got it was upstairs, it was downstairs. It is massive.
It is. Remember they had like that, even they had a back room.
Yeah, like a back sports bar where you can watch like fights and things like that. Play pool.
And
they have a champagne room. They have rooms upstairs.
That overlook.
There's a VIP upstairs. There's a main stage, side stage, little stage, upstairs stage.
There's stages.
It's like a 40-foot pole.
Yeah. It's serious business.
It's nuts.
It's serious business.
Yeah, yeah. And it's well lit. That's kind of what I like it. I like it there because it's well lit. You don't feel like you're in a dark, seedy place. Mm-hmm. And you know, you walk in to, you know, any club, really.
You
try to find your best seat. And, you know, like I said, Main Street, multiple stages. And there's also, do we call it the same thing? Pervert's Row?
Yes.
Yeah, right in front of
right
stage?
Right in front?
Yeah.
Yeah, that row of chairs on the main stage?
Yes.
That front row on the main stage?
Front row, underneath the stage.
Right there.
Pervert's Row.
That's where you go. You know, we usually sit back and then if we see something we really like, we'll go sit on Pervert's Row.
That's
for
a tip rail if you want to be kind.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
you roll up there. Because some guys, they would sit there. Okay, just permanently, and no, if you're there, you need to tip.
Yeah.
You know, you don't take up that real estate if you're not breaking them off.
It's front row. It's the front row action.
It's the front row action.
Okay, that's
up close and personal.
Up close and personal.
Yeah. And like you said, at least down here, it's a good amount of girls. I would say a good 20-30% of the people, the audience, are girls.
Oh, female? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Scarlett's maybe even like 40%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like it's because it's the party after the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, or the party leading up to the party. It can be all those things, you know. And people come down here because it's a destination location. So mm-hmm. you're going to get, you know, strip club's a great place. You're going to get girls that want to just go and have a good time together. You
it's
get,
a club.
Bridal parties. Or, you know, they're. People are just going out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a club.
It is a club.
And it is that backdrop. It's not just for men. Do you remember when we went to Scarlett's for the bachelor party?
Yes.
How hammered we got?
Do I remember? Or I mean,
I remember going there.
I remember being there.
I don't remember much else after that. I remember getting in trouble when I got home.
We deserved all of that trouble, too.
We did. We did. We got
hammered.
Annihilated. Annihilated.
Well, you guys have a really good story. So we went out with a group, and Marlon drove us. And we got home, and the next day our friend, he called our friend and said, "Man, how'd you get home last night?" He said, "You drove me." He said, "What?"
Don't drink and drive, folks.
We definitely made it out alive and unscathed, but it was one of those issues where, yeah, it was not the right move.
I was a ute.
Yeah. Okay. And this might have been pre-Uber, right? Or like right at the beginning of Uber. So it wasn't like even a big, it wasn't, we would have been.
We better should have known better.
Yeah.
We could have taken a taxi.
Yeah.
It was definitely a taxi.
Definitely a taxi.
You know, definitely a taxi.
Definitely a taxi. I don't think there was Uber yet. It might not have had Uber.
It
yet.
Might not be or, ubiquitous.
Yes. I don't think it was a big deal. It probably was around, but it wasn't just.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
There was like a. You know,
taxis were still the norm.
Taxis were still the norm.
Yes.
Correct.
For
correct.
Sure.
And so at a strip club. It generally has the similar lights and decor mm-hmm. as a club.
Absolutely.
You know?
Good sound system.
Good sound system. The one exception, well, there's two. The people dancing there aren't the patrons.
Exactly.
And the DJ has an integral part.
Oh, yeah. Because he's announcing things. He's setting the mood. And I had a girlfriend back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And like my high school sweetheart, and we ended up we ended up breaking up, and she ended up becoming a stripper.
Okay.
So she's a really good girl.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Really family oriented. And I was at a young age, and it kind of but she introduced me to the back end side of it. You know okay. what I mean? So
you got the Goodfellas view.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And any restaurant, you know, those girls were all a mess. You know what I mean? But they're all good. They're all good people in their, you know, in their own right. Real down to earth, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some just like to dance. You know, and they like money, and I got it. I mean, then you had, you know, there would be different people paying for college, paying for this, paying for that. So it was very similar to, you know, it was service.
Yeah,
it's service industry.
It is service.
And those girls make real money.
They make real money.
So it's adult money.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It is what it is.
You're leveraging, you know, what you can do with your what's your body, your talents,
exactly.
whatever the case may be, and you're doing it in an environment that you can do it in a safe way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because the bouncers, I mean, you know, those bouncers there are monsters.
They don't play.
They don't play.
They don't play, okay. Nor should they.
No, should
you
they.
Know? It's, listen, the one place you don't want to act up
is a strip club.
Is a strip club, you know. And a friend of mine who worked at one as a bartender, you know, let's move on. But my question to you is, how come the DJs all have the same voice? What do they put in, DJ voice, DJ voice?
They almost they do. They go, and here comes Roxy to the stage.
So, and then help me welcome Sanita to the main stage. And then he goes Roxy side stage, Roxy side stage, next up, you know. And then he just has that deep you know, strip club DJ voice.
Yes.
No matter where you go.
Whether I was in any spot down here, even in the West Virginia, it all almost sounded the same. Yes.
All the same. Not almost. It sounded like that movie voice guy.
Yes.
You know, like him. Like,
yes.
It's like that one guy is DJing all over the country. It's crazy. You know, I mean, different places have different formats,
mm-hmm.
you know. Let's get into the differences in the strip clubs. And I'm going to ask Danny to guess which U.S. city has the most strip clubs per capita. And before we do that, we'll take a quick break.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Danny. I'll give you three guesses.
Okay, I was going to ask, is it multiple choice?
No.
So I have to just pick one.
You just got to start naming cities. How many guesses you want?
I'll do three. Three's okay.
Okay. For number one.
Is it not South Florida?
Is that your guess? Is that a city?
Well, I know it's not a city because I'm counting, there's two cities, it's not New York. And this is just the U.S., right?
In the U.S., yeah. We're not going worldwide.
Okay.
U.S. city with the most strip clubs. 5 seconds, Mr. Marsh.
New York City.
No.
Okay.
And you knew that was wrong.
I know.
You didn't have any confidence on that.
I didn't. gosh, I'm trying to think of Pervert's Row. Where would that be? it's probably somewhere random, I'm guessing, like Midwest.
It's definitely somewhere random.
Like maybe like Kansas?
That's not a city to the best of my knowledge, unless you're saying Kansas City.
No, because that's in Missouri. Yeah, KC.
No.
Okay.
You got one more. And speed it up for the people. They don't want
Miami.
Miami's on the list. It's not number one, though.
Okay.
Miami's number four.
Okay.
Okay. Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, strip club capital of America.
I would have never even
got close. Atlanta.
And I don't even know why. Now, Atlanta's on the list, right?
Atlanta's on the list. You care to guess, does Atlanta rank higher or lower than Miami?
I'm going to say higher. Maybe like number three or two.
It's number five.
Is it? So it's lower.
Yes. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine like the famed Atlanta?
The A.
Number five.
With Club so One we have Tweezy.
Portland, Oregon, number one.
Okay.
And we already know Miami's number four. Atlanta's number five. Where do you think Las Vegas ranks? It's on the list.
It's on the list. Probably three.
Seven.
Seven. Oh, so it's in the top 10. It's not even.
It's on the top 10. Well, I only have you the said top the list, seven.
I thought I wasn't sure if you stopped at.
I stopped five at seven.
Or if you stopped at seven.
I stopped
okay.
at seven.
Okay.
Okay. And then New Orleans is number six.
Okay. That see all those places make sense to me.
Yeah. Atlanta number five. Miami number four. Fayetteville, North Carolina number three. Number two strip club in America. Tampa, Florida.
Tampa.
And I heard that.
Okay.
I've heard Tampa's, riddled with the strip clubs.
Yes. Yeah, Ybor City's nuts. They're everywhere over there.
I don't know the geography of Tampa. You know, I've been many times, outside east of Tampa.
Yeah.
But, that list was very surprising to me.
It is, especially the Portland, Oregon. And I can see the North Carolina. I can see that.
Okay.
I can also see. When you said them, they made sense to me. But when you were asking me, I was completely drawing a blank. I don't even know why.
I would have gone Atlanta number one. And I thought for some reason, I thought Pompano was up there. Because there's so many clubs in Pompano.
And that's what I'm saying. Like when I said South Florida, I was like, because that's what I was combining is Pomp, Broward County and Miami. Like, because between the two.
Yeah.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Down here, there's a
good amount. So I don't know where, if they really are thinking just Miami, because Miami's can't have that many strip clubs. It has to be Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
I feel like it is because
there's a biggity bunch in Broward, man.
Yeah, because there's a lot here.
There's
a lot here. And that's why I was like, that's why I said South Florida as a whole. I was like, in my head, you wasn't a city. So I was like, man.
Yeah.
But I get it. Because I was like, man. That'd be funny to find out if it's territorial or do they include us?
Yeah, but we'll move on.
We'll move on. What's next on the list, Monty?
Now, when you're at the strip club, depending on your locale, okay, some strip clubs have a three dance format. Down here, it's one song, get butt naked.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're in New York or,
Even West Virginia, you didn't start, it would be the same thing. Like, the girls would pick their songs with the DJ, and they would be on the stage for about two or three songs, you're right. And about halfway through is when it would be layered, First, the top would come off.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
They would, and then...
They want to dance.
Yes. They're working their way through this.
Yeah, they're dancing.
It was like the art of the dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, and I kind of like that idea. I don't mind that format. I like them doing a little show, like a little, it gets the tease going,
which it does.
And that's always fun, especially with something that you like to, when I first moved here, Molly goes, we went out, he goes, oh, I fell in love twice tonight.
You see that girl that shouldn't even be stripping.
Yeah.
Not a stripper looks like a certain way.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be real with you. You just have a thought.
The diamonds in the rough.
You know?
You catch your couple diamonds in the rough and you're like, oh, wow. Man. Oh,
let me rescue you.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, she's killing it.
She's killing it.
Making thousands.
She's like, rescue me from what?
Yeah.
I double your money right now. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Thousands I'm making here. Get off me. You're costing me money.
Exactly.
let me go. Yeah, so they would generally, the three dance format, they would, first song, they'll just dance. Second song, topless. Third top. Third dance,
bottom. Yeah,
bottom. Mm-hmm. And then there's some variety of either some states or regions, they can't go full nudity.
Yeah, what is Vegas?
Vegas is not, they don't have good strip clubs.
I know, Listen, there we go.
I've only gone to one.
So what's the, I remember you said, I think it's, if they serve liquor, they don't, they can, they have to wear pasties?
Now it's, so here's where my personal experience is outdated. Because I could barely remember,
mm-hmm.
and it was a long time ago. But, you know, and you guys, you can, you know, let me know, because yeah. I'm all about education.
Absolutely.
And if you want to reach out to us, it's at The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram, and email is themodernwaiter@gmail.com. But for what I remember is some places, if you serve liquor, you can't do full nudity.
Yeah.
And then you serve liquor, so they have to have the bottoms on, and then pasties. I'm not, you know, remembering how mm-hmm. it goes. And listen, South Florida has better strip clubs than Vegas, hands down.
Yeah.
No one can tell me any different.
Yes.
Not that I'm touting anything. It's just a fact.
It is.
When you go to Vegas, you're not going for no strip clubs. Okay? First of all, they're far.
They are far. They're not on the strip.
They're not on the strip.
Yeah, it is a journey.
You got to take, they got that guy trying to get you in that limo.
They usually try to, set you up with the ride and everything. Okay.
And leave your ass there.
Oh, yo, and they're sneaky with it.
Yeah, we'll come back for you. Yeah, right.
They're like, here's a, like, it's $30, but the ride is free, and we give you a drink on the ride. But then you get there, it's like another whatever.
Dude,
and then,
they got the scams going,
it's taxation without representation.
Yeah, it's scam city, bro. So you skip them strip clubs. But I'm not.
To each his own.
No, to each his own. I'm not saying that. But if you come from South Florida, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay? just a facto. And I remember being at Tootsie's, and there would be about upwards of 80 girls.
Oh, for sure.
At least.
They do like a thing. Oh, well, you were there with the Birdman, and your man got the Wheel of Friction.
Oh, the Wheel of Friction?
Yeah, where all the girls came on stage or something
like
that.
Yeah, I've never gotten to do that.
Yeah, but you were there. You see it happen live.
I was there. He won a tab.
Yes.
He won the tab after we've been drinking. And the tab don't start on the stuff you already paid for. So that was a night. And so some places, they're dry. If they go full nude, they can't serve. But you could bring your own. It's odd. I don't know how that works.
Now, I have a question for you.
So
you grew up in Buffalo.
Yes.
I mean, not grew up. We went to college in Buffalo.
Correct.
So at that age where, you know, there are strip clubs, you guys would go to Canada to go to the strip club, right?
Simply because they're better.
That's what I was asking. What were the rules in New York compared to the rules in?
New York was no full nudity plus pasties, if I remember correctly. It's good. So long ago.
Yeah.
But Canada
was
some of the best strip clubs I've ever been to in my life.
Okay. See, that's
okay.
And you're right there. You know, see, another reason.
You're right by the border, baby.
Yeah. Another, you know, there's like, that was like how our West Virginia was, where, you know, DC, I think, was, you know, like, it was limited.
Okay.
And then West Virginia was, it was full access.
It was unlimited.
And unlimited.
Unlimited mimosas.
Exactly. Okay. So that was another big selling point, you know, when, especially at that age, you know, you're going out and you're, like I said, we used to have a great time. And we still do have a great time.
So the drinking age in Canada is 19.
Mm.
Okay. So that's.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And you go over the border and you could go, and we used to go to the Canadian Ballet is what we called it.
Okay.
You want to go up to the ballet? Yeah, we'll go to the ballet tonight, you know? So you go up there, and all the things that I mentioned earlier about going to the club still, as far as I remember, were the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many years ago.
Yeah.
The way that you tip them was different.
Oh, okay.
So, like down here, I remember Remember Old Tootsie's? You ever been to the Old Tootsie's before they took over the big warehouse?
No, I've only been to the big one.
I would do it at this one as well. Mm-hmm. I would ball up the dollar and throw it across the room.
Oh, yeah.
Like a pitcher.
Yeah.
You know? And depending on how I got the velocity, they could be a little upset with me. You know? Because in the end, I'm still a germaphobe. So, like, you know, you're rubbing your face in some, you know, and hundreds of dudes. Nah, man. Fall back.
I, one time at the strip club, you might have been there, yo.
Oh, I remember.
And I got slapped?
Yeah. With the heavy hand. You hit him with the heavy hand. So I mentioned, you know, pitching the dollars across the room for a reason, because here, you know, it's not uncommon to see people make it rain.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for, you know, you to hand the dollar over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In Canada, no, dog. So in Canada, they have the three dance format.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it's less girls, but more interaction with each one. Interaction, I mean, time on stage.
Yeah,
so they're doing three songs, okay? First song, they dance. Second song, topless. Third song, there's a general bum rush on the stage. That's the way they tip. You tip up close and personal.
Oh,
you get up on stage. Lay down. So now there's a graveyard of dudes laying at her feet. And she works from one end to the other, picking up dollars with the whoever, whatever, from their mouths. Here's the problem, okay? Canadian bills don't start till $5, okay? They're paper bills anyway.
Yeah.
So they have what's called the coins. The dollar coins are $1 and $2. Loonies and toonies, they call them, okay? So you got to decide, if I'm going to put this paper in my mouth, or over your face, or whatever. It's a $5.
Yeah.
Okay? That's real value. That,
absolutely.
Like, in America, we still have the paper dollars, so you can get a dollar all day. Now I'm going to give you $5?
$5.
Now, there are some dirty bastards over there that will lay down and put the dollar coins on their eyes, and the girls got to come get it with the who-know-what. Either with the up-top or the down-low.
Whoa.
That's nasty. That's nasty. But it happened all the time.
All the time. Up close and personal.
I give you the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I love it.
It happened all the time.
Oh, of course. Dirty
so
boys.
That last song, he would have to extend it or play another. If she was popular, bro, she would be cleaning up. Boom, boom, boom. One guy to the next. And then they get up and clear the stage. And then, you know, it's an odd system. I'm not sure if they still do it, though. You know? I got to ask my man, Real Hospitality Man.
Okay. Because he's up there, right?
So he's, I was in, near, not in Toronto, but across the border would be nowhere near him.
Gotcha.
You know, across the border of Buffalo. That's, mm-hmm. that's like Niagara Falls, Canada,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, Ontario. So there's more, there's Windsor, there's a couple other cities there. I wouldn't go all the way in there. The strip clubs are right there.
Right there. Yeah. They're waiting for you.
But I can only imagine, because a lot of strippers travel around.
Yeah.
You know? And we'll get into it a little bit later. But yeah, that tip format was wild. Wild. Again, germaphobe. I'm not laying down on no place where people... They basically laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Come on now. Weird.
That is the ground.
That is the ground. That's the floor.
It's the stage.
Okay. That's the stage.
Only thing on that thing is feet.
And exactly.
And ass.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Not for me. And yes, but Canada is full nude.
Okay.
You know, is or was or whatever the case may be. And I'm curious about Atlanta strip clubs, because I heard, you know, they're legendary.
Yeah.
But I don't know what makes them legendary necessarily. Because I don't have any personal. I tell people.
I've never been to a strip club in Atlanta either, and I've been to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to. Did we go to one? I don't think we did. No. Don't. No, I didn't.
Yeah. And I'm more. Not sketch, but reticent about going to a strip club in a city that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Because you can get caught up real fast.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? You could get caught up real fast. I don't want to look over my shoulder. I don't want no problems.
Exactly.
You know, I've been in other cities and guys are like, oh, you want to? I'm like, no. No, 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 no. Even the one time I went to Vegas and to the club in the Vegas, and it's off the strip. It was well before I started going for the yearly thing.
Yeah.
Well before that. I'd just gone and then, you know, we were taken and, you know, it was all right, but it wasn't anything.
It wasn't nothing to write home about.
Nothing to write home about. I feel like I'm bashing it, though. I mean, I kind of am.
He kind of is.
Now, from what I understand, I'm not sure if it's every strip club, the girls have to pay a house fee.
Okay.
You know, they pay basically.
They pay the house, yeah.
They pay the house when they come in, and then they got to hustle to break in. No, no.
So they walk in the door.
You walk in the door, baby. I mean, I don't know if they collect it as such. Okay. Like, you got to come in with the cash, but you owe it.
Okay, no, so yeah, that's what I mean.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how. I don't have this information, but I do know that many have a house fee.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to get their hustle on just to break even. And it, even if I believe it to be like $140, $200, something like that, you are surpassing that.
Oh, for sure.
Some of these girls are making thousands,
people. Yeah.
Thousands straight cash.
For sure.
And that's why, you know, it's hard to say when people denigrate. It's like, you should be so lucky.
Yeah. I mean, you like, know, some of these, like I said, these girls are paying for school. They're paying for a lot of, I mean, and they're living comfortably.
Yes.
And it's hard not to, and we, you know, it's almost like the same allure that we have when we work as a bartender or a server.
Mm-hmm.
You get cash every night. You know what I mean? And it's, and they make a good amount of cash.
Make a good amount of cash.
And then they only have to work a couple of days a week.
And you could parlay that. And a lot of them don't even work in the same city
exactly.
that they live in.
No, yeah.
Right? So they'll
travel.
They'll travel.
Yeah.
And so that cuts down on the familiarity,
exactly.
running into people that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can parlay that money into almost anything.
Yeah.
Or that notoriety, like Cardi B used to strip,
mm-hmm.
Courtney Love, things like that. Like it's you make it how you make it, and then you make it.
And then you make it.
Good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
That same girl that I was talking about earlier mm-hmm. actually started her own business and did
yes.
very good things with it. So I always, you know, it is what it is.
Not unlike any part, like not unlike the restaurant business. You can parlay that because you see, while you're working there, you see money come in and out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Depending on where you work. And you can parlay connections and just kind of get your... Whether you want to put money away to invest, whether you want to,
yeah, the
you know,
strip
get
club
into,
is some for some people is like the golf course.
There you go, and they meet very powerful people.
Yeah,
you know, and
same. I mean, not same idea, but you know, same idea.
Networking. You know, owners of businesses, businessmen come in.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, drop some dollars and some knowledge and some connections and things like
the
that.
The gentleman's club.
The gentleman's club. You know. I'm not big on lap dances.
Yeah, me either. I mean, it is what it is, but
it's been many. It's just the value thing, right? Like to pay 30. For, how much is it anyway?
It
like
depends on where you go.
$30.
I guess. Yeah, you know, like
per song.
Yeah. So we'll just say 30.
Yeah, call it 30.
And you gotta leave a tip, which is fine.
You gotta pay. You got a tip on top of that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That don't make any sense.
The song is. Half your money goes, that money goes to the house.
Not your problem.
That is not my problem. Okay, but.
Wait, 30, see, that's the economics that I understand.
Yes.
I can,
you,
what?
You pay for the dance, and then you pay inside the room.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
You pay and you pay?
Pay and you pay.
You pay and you pay one more time?
They got you.
You pay you again?
Got you again.
Yeah, no, that don't sound right. It's not worth it.
But people love it.
People love it. I mean, I spend money. Spend money on tons of stuff.
Yeah.
But I got to know where my money's going. Not know where it's going, but I got to feel like I got value of something. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
And then you get
it's
those aggressive people.
Oh,
they
yeah.
come up and, you know, Jay would pretend to be deaf. I'd be like, he's deaf. He'd just keep his head straight. Because they, yeah, I mean, that's what you make the rounds. You got to inquire.
Yeah.
You got to knock on them doors. You know,
see what's
make
going
the
on
sale.
Out there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and another thing about lab dances, glitter is a problem for me. I'm dark. Okay.
You're going home with glitter naturally, though, in the whole place.
What do you think? There's glitter in the air?
Yeah.
I feel like they have misters of glitter?
I feel like it is, okay? If you come in, if you're within a foot, if you even go to Pervert's Row, you got glitter, okay? Let's be honest.
That is true.
Okay, it don't matter. If it don't have to be a lab dance, they can just walk. Because, you know, a good time, a lot of the time, these girls are with clothes and they're sitting down and they're talking and
yeah.
they're shooting the shit, and, but they're right there with
you. See, I could do that.
And that's the, I like that part.
Yeah, I like that part. Where that you get social that, part.
Yes. You, I you love.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see a lot more of that than you do even, I mean, yes, lab, like, they'll come and, some will come and, you know, they'll vibe off of you and you might just, you might be able to sit right there and have a good time and chill.
Yeah.
And then there'll be other ones that are just trying to sell the dances. You know what I mean?
Which is fine both ways.
They're about their money.
Yeah. I tell them, I understand. If you
do, you
do, go do your thing.
I'm not the one.
I'm not the
one. But you can go do you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I respect you for it.
I respect you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your money.
Get your money on. And they got that specific. You ever smell a stripper in regular life? You know what I mean? Like, they have that, I don't know where they shop for their body spray. But it has a smell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the label must be stripper. Because you can smell them at the bank. You're like, ooh, you're a stripper. You never notice that?
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why I'm cracking up over here.
I'm like, wow. It's wild how that, I mean, it smells great.
It does.
None of them, I have never smelled a bad one.
Yeah.
But that I can't call it perfume because it's not. It's body spray.
It's definitely like a body spray.
Yeah, it's definitely body spray. Yeah. It don't have a cologne-esque to it.
No.
Yeah.
Very fruitful.
I wouldn't.
Some of them.
Some of it's more spicy.
Spicy. Okay.
Spicy floral.
Spicy floral. Boom.
Spicy floral. Yeah.
Because when I said fruit, I was thinking floral and fruit at the same time. So
okay. Okay. Yeah. You were saying fruit, but thinking floral.
Yes.
Gotcha. And yeah, I wondered about the sustainability of that business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've seen older strippers.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Atlanta club, I believe it's called the Claremont Lounge, that's dedicated to older strippers, 45 to 60. Exactly. Really? What?
Did you see the radio silence?
What?
A radio silence.
How do you... I mean, I guess there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So are you an older gentleman looking for an older woman or a younger man looking for an older woman? Like, who would frequent the dead? I could see you going to a regular strip club and then they have one or two that are older. But you're like, I got to get me them gilfs.
He went all the way up.
Well, you know, we're already in this weird topic anyway, yeah, so you got to exactly. go all the way up.
Yeah.
And so what I thought, what I found curious was that 6% of strippers have danced for 20 years or more.
Mm.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Well, but I can't knock it. You know, think about it. I mean, like we were talking about, it's a good amount of money. And let's say you get in at a young age and you've only known that kind of money. How do you get away from it?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what the trap is for restaurants.
Yes.
But even more money.
Yes.
Even more money.
Even more money.
How you going to let that go?
Exactly.
How you going to go somewhere else and make less?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, these girls get their college degree and they're like, you want me to go make what?
Yeah, I paid for this.
Exactly. You want me to do what? I was making... That when my paycheck says I was making that in a night.
In
what
a
are you
night.
Doing?
I was making my bank in a night. And a lot of them, you know, it's a part-time job.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you on this statistic. 14% of strippers are teachers during the day. Boom.
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 That was a mic drop.
There you go. And yes, we're going to end our show on that.
Things that make you go,
If you enjoy our show, please consider taking a minute out of your day to write us a review. It really will help others discover our show, find out what the content is like, give us a 5-star rating. Anything less, just don't even bother. Don't bother giving us a review, you know, because it is, we're all about being positive.
Yeah.
You can write us personally and let us know how we can improve. That's
absolutely
cool.
We will take, we like criticism, but.
What?
We don't?
Constructive criticism.
Well, I was about that. You didn't even let me finish. You
or feedback. Said, I don't like criticism. Well, that's kind of weird.
Feedback.
Yeah, feedback. I don't want to be like, you did this and you did that. You should do this. We're doing it.
We're doing, we're doing this regardless. We're doing whatever it. You guys, but.
Well, what is helpful? Tell us what would be helpful. What's helpful?
Letting us know, like, what people like and what you want to hear.
And what didn't work.
And what didn't work.
I guess that is criticism. Isn't that criticism?
Yeah.
I felt triggered there.
See, you did. I was going to explain and then you cut.
I jumped.
Deep
I, did,
real quick.
I did. You know, we are a part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-related. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Can we get through this, please?
Go ahead.
Restaurant-related podcast. What's going on here?
Okay, tell me about the podcast.
Yeah, we have this Sidework podcast.
Yes.
Very Funny Ladies. We've been on their show. They've
love
been
them.
On our
yeah,
show.
They're awesome.
Copper and Heat, In Your Mouth Bash. Podcast.
The Macaroni Zone.
Yes.
And Confessions of a Server.
Boom. Check them out and let us know how you like it.
And now Shift Drinks.
Shift Drinks is still on our feed. Yeah, look out for Shift Drinks. Our first episode was last Friday.
Yeah.
And we're still finding our legs, still finding our places. And we're going to start announcing where we're going to go for the Shift Drinks and start pulling other servers in and talking about their shift. You know, just hear myself bitch about brunch every Sunday. Don't worry. Yeah, but check out Shift Drinks. We're having a good time with it. And that comes out on Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay. And I did mention earlier how you can, you know, reach out to us. I'll repeat it now. At the Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram. Follow me. I have great content. I talk about basically me.
Yeah.
And food and the restaurant.
Me.
No, but I do like my stories. I know.
I
help people with the workout and the food and stuff like that. I'm sensitive
today.
And
he's themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
All right, I'll wrap it up. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter. Thank you very much.
I'm David Villa. Subscribe, people. We'll see you next time.
Later. The club's packed and me and my arm. It's almost time for us to perform. I'm high as a kite. I'm feeling all right on stage with an ounce. Because tonight, all y'all people going to bounce.